You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, as you'll be aware, the zero carbon bill has raised a great deal of speculation, with some saying the bill lacks the necessary accountability and urgency that global warming warrants. Dr. Rhys Jones from the New Zealand Climate and Health Council joined producer Bronnie Wild to discuss the zero carbon bill, and he gives us his thoughts.
So I think the first thing to say is that it's great that we have a zero carbon bill.
Absolutely.
And that it sets a framework for a long-term pathway to net zero emissions, and so that it sort of takes the politics out of that process to decarbonise our economy to some extent. And it's also important, I think, to say that we have 1.5 degrees mentioned in the purpose of the bill, so that the purpose is to ensure that, that New Zealand's actions are consistent with international climate mitigation efforts, you know, to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees. Our opinion is that a target of net zero emissions by 2050 is too little too late, and that for New Zealand, as a wealthy, you know, historically high emitting country, we need to be aiming for reaching net zero emissions much more urgently than that, and possibly even as early as 2030. So there are concerns about the urgency of the, you know, the target and the budgets within the bill. But I guess the other thing to say is that the important thing is that we have that framework in place, and that we can, if necessary, ramp up our ambition as time progresses. So that's one positive thing there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you also mentioned about how sort of in a lack of accountability, agriculture is obviously responsible for a large amount of our emissions. And it was mentioned about New Zealand possibly moving away from beef and dairy in the future. And I was wondering what you think is required for that and what that might look like.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly provisions in the bill that treat methane differently from other gases, which is, you know, does have some scientific basis. But overall, we are a little bit concerned about the approach to agricultural emissions. And from a health perspective in particular, you know, there's been a lot of attention recently on things like a planetary health diet, which actually looks at how we can feed the world's population, you know, in a sustainable way and in a way that actually maximises health benefits. And really what that's signalling is a clear move in terms of our global food system away from animal agriculture and more to encouraging plant-based diets. And when we look at the bill in that context, you know, it doesn't really move towards that in terms of the urgency that we would like to see. So we would certainly like to see, you know, signalling a much stronger reduction in agricultural emissions that would also help us to achieve a number of other goals, you know, improving health outcomes, as well as helping to reduce some of the negative environmental impacts that farming currently has in New Zealand.
Yeah, absolutely. I think turning to the health side of things, I don't think it's often that people really think about climate change from a health perspective, which is what I found so unique about your report here. And I was wondering if you could elaborate more on that, on the relationship between negative health outcomes and climate change.
Sure. So actually, you know, a number of the world's leading health organisations have called climate change the greatest health threat we face this century. And there's a number of different impacts on health from climate change, and those are, it can be thought of as more like direct impacts. So when we see storms and flooding and that kind of thing, we can see the direct impacts on health, but also much more indirect. So that as temperatures rise, you know, we're going to see more infectious diseases, more foodborne illness, and you know, deaths and injuries from heat waves and things like that. But also as things progress with climate change, and you know, we get into problems with water scarcity, crop failures, there'll be problems worldwide with food supplies, and that will certainly flow through into New Zealand and many other places. And end up having major impacts on health outcomes. So, you know, anything we can do to limit climate change will also help protect us from those negative health impacts.
Yeah, and on the other side of the coin too, yeah, you were saying how taking climate action also creates positive health opportunities.
Well, absolutely. So that is, you know, the flip side of that is that a lot of the things that we need to do to address our emissions and to tackle climate change can also be really beneficial for health. So the food is one of those things. You know, I've talked about how if we can reduce the animal-based products in our diet and move more to plant-based diets, that has huge health benefits. But it also can have benefits for our environment and help us reduce our emissions from agriculture. And there are a lot of other win-win areas as well, like you know, moving more towards active transport and public transport can improve physical activity, can, you know, reduce air pollution, and can have a lot of other health benefits, as well as the obvious environmental benefits.
Yeah, and I even noticed you talking about housing and, you know, all the illnesses that arise out of that, especially in more vulnerable communities in New Zealand.
Yeah, well, so housing is another big win-win area where at the moment in New Zealand, you know, we have really poor quality housing, often cold, damp, mouldy, and that contributes to a lot of illness, particularly among children and elderly, particularly among our Māori and Pacific communities. And if we can improve our housing quality, you know, have more energy efficient, healthy housing, that will help to address a lot of those health problems that are the result of poor housing, but also, you know, reduce our energy needs from heating and things like that, and so can therefore reduce our climate emissions as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a win-win on so many fronts.
Yeah.
So lastly, I understand you've been at the Sustainable Healthcare Forum, which is concerned with reducing greenhouse gas emissions coming from the healthcare sector. I was just interested to know how, sort of, what emissions we're talking about there and how these manifest themselves.
Yeah, so what we do know is that the healthcare sector itself is actually quite a significant contributor to our greenhouse gas emissions. We don't have a formal measure from New Zealand, but we do know from similar countries around the world that it's in the sort of 5-10% of total emissions range. Comes from the healthcare sector, and you know, there's a number of reasons for that. You know, a lot of healthcare can be quite emissions intensive, and you know, and there are a lot of areas where we can actually, there's significant room for improvement. You know, we can make our healthcare much more sustainable, and that's what we were talking about yesterday, and a number of different people were sharing ideas and sharing their experiences and having reduced emissions in healthcare. Because for us, you know, it doesn't make sense for the health sector to be such a big contributor to a problem that, you know, to climate change, which is actually going to be a problem that has major health impact.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like we should be in the process of trying to protect health and, you know, improve public health. And that's an area where we obviously need to lift our game in the healthcare sector.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.